This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are living at the crossroads of human history. Every minute is like an hour. Every second is like a day. Every year like a millennia. Every thousand years like eternity. I am your host, Alex Jones. Owen Schroyer and our crew is hurtling towards Tallahassee at 8:30 to meet up with more patriots to ride to support our president and stand against the tyrants. We're ready. Globalists and their propaganda is running out of gas. A lot of exciting things are happening. Owen Schroyer, final comments before Paul Joseph Watson takes over.
Now's the time. Now is the time where men become heroes, and heroes are made, and heroes become legend. This is where men become men, Alex. And it's been an honor to fight in this battle with you. I hope we have a huge victory this weekend, and I do expect us to have just that. An update on the Stop the Steal caravan. We are just under an hour outside of Biloxi, Mississippi. We may make a stop in or around Biloxi, Mississippi, a quick food stop. So if people in and around Biloxi want to hop on into our caravan, that may be a good time. And then we're going to hop on the I-10, keep heading east, and just go right through to Tallahassee, Florida, where we're going to be at the state capitol building this evening, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. I'm hoping it's going to be a huge, huge crowd like we had last night in Houston, roaring for liberty, roaring for America, roaring to protect our Democrats.
No, I agree. I'm not bitching at folks, you know, the 30 cars that follow you from Austin or the 100 cars in Houston that turn back at Louisiana. We need everybody to go all the way now, folks. This is the end of the country. We need to see a giant caravan that the news picks up of hundreds and hundreds of cars that become thousands and that everyone meets along the way. It's already happening. Folks are going to D.C., a lot of big groups, but this is not a spectator thing. This is do it now.
Well, I don't expect any news to cover this. The news wants to ignore anything pro-Trump.
No, I mean
it's kind of pathetic.
Well,
the people showed up, Alex. That's the beauty of it. The people show up with their own independent news channels, like JustAnotherChannel.com. A bunch of local reporters, just individuals, freelance journalists showed up at Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I expect it'll be the same in Tallahassee, because the mainstream news doesn't want to cover the American Restoration, American Revolution 2.0. We knew that would happen.
Oh, it's beautiful. So this is in, where is this?
We are, I think we may still be in Louisiana. Are we still in Louisiana, guys? Yeah, we're still in Louisiana, but we're approaching Mississippi as we speak. And like I said, under an hour outside of Biloxi.
You can't see it, I guess. We're showing a lot of footage of fans along the road as you're driving.
Oh, yeah. We've had people along the road. People drive by honking at us, waving flags and everything. So this is American Revolution 2.0, the restoration of America. And I think that the swamp, the corrupt criminals from D.C. know they're in big trouble. And if we show up huge for President Trump this weekend, millions strong, it's the total mandate, it's the total fuel that Trump needs to finally drain this swamp. Before, as Secretary of Defense Mike Pompeo said, a smooth transition into the next 4 years, which I don't think he would have said unless he knew that swamp was going to get drained.
Well, it just shows that not everybody's rolling over on the president. We're putting a fight up. I mean, the sick part of me, a Machiavellian side, which I try to keep caged up, hopes they put Biden in and actually try this. Down the road, it's going to be even worse for them. I mean, they are just such a bunch of scum. But I want to fix this peacefully, and I don't want it to go down that road. So this is going to be an incredible moment. Tallahassee, Florida tonight. Then you guys are up where? To Georgia next? Then into Virginia?
Atlanta, yep. Yeah, in fact, I'll just lay it out real quick before this break, Alex. Tallahassee, Florida, State Capitol Building tonight, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Tomorrow, State Capitol Building, Atlanta, Georgia, 3 p.m. Eastern. Tomorrow night, State Capitol Building, Columbia, South Carolina. We're thinking about 7 or 8 p.m. Stay tuned at StopTheSteelCaravan.com for updates. And then Thursday, Raleigh, North Carolina, Richmond, Virginia. And then we complete Friday, Saturday in D.C. with millions of other patriotic Americans standing up for this republic.
It's beautiful, and what we saw in Virginia was so huge. If a fraction of those 50,000 show up, it's going to be beautiful. So this is for your Second Amendment. It's for your family. It's for the unborn. It's for everybody. Everybody needs to meet this caravan and go into D.C. It's going to be beautiful. Owen Schroyer, look forward to talking to you during the war room today and during election, now it's time election countdown. What do we like the Battle for the Republic is the name of the new show, 7 to 9 p.m. Central. Battle for the Republic, live coverage of the coup against America and the fight back. Stay with us. DNA Force Plus, if you did one thing for your immune system, it would be get all the essential things. And that's the clean iodine X2 or X3. That's the BioTru Selenium. That is the vitamin D3. That is the C. That is the zinc. There's 13 vitamins and minerals that are essential without any diet. And studies show you really need the other ones too. But DNA Force goes beyond that. It helps get all that in the cells and out the cells with PQQ and CoQ10 of the highest quality sources with other ingredients that clean out the cells, that unclog them so all that stuff can get in. Viruses don't get in. The good stuff gets in. As the NIH website says, that if you have all the proper things, they can't replicate like they could. But I do this because it's essential, like oxygen, like water. DNA Force sold out for months, 50% off out of the gates. Triple Patriot points, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force election special. That's going to have to end in a week. We've got a limited supply, and it was very hard to get the PQQ this time. A lot of our stuff can't get anymore. A lot of our products, because the supply chain's broken down, that's part of the global's plan. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for tuning in.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are live on this fourth hour of the show. We're going to get into the latest in the litigation concerning the recount, the election attempt to actually count the legitimate votes, which is a very important process, much to the chagrin of the mainstream media, which has decided to give itself, to anoint itself with the power of declaring the next president. That's not the case. The power is with the electors, and the recounts are going to continue. The litigation is going to continue for the next few days and indeed weeks. But, of course, Biden has basically come out and his transition team, which is basically asserted power, as they said they would do before the election, to give Biden that legitimacy of power, have come out and said that lockdown 2.0 for the United States is on its way. Interesting fact, the earliest known use of the term lockdown was in a 1973 Fresno Bee newspaper article, and it referred to prisoners being kept in their cells after a knife attack. So the very origin of the term lockdown was in the context of an unruly population being kept behind bars by the authorities. Really makes you think. And today we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about the Great Reset, which again is not a conspiracy theory. It's an open plan being proudly promulgated and promoted by the global elite, by Davos, by the World Economic Forum. Headline up on Breitbart from James Dellingpole, who I'm hopefully going to interview here in the near future. Only Donald Trump can save us from the Great Reset. Now, this is a plan that's been in the works at least since 2016. This is not something that was just invented off the back of the convenient Chinese coronavirus outbreak. They've been planning for this for at least 4 years. Now, the phrase for the Great Reset, which they're using in the halls of global financial elite residences, is Build Back Better, which, of course, is basically a code phrase for rebranding, rejuvenating, rejigging their failed New World Order, which, again, they're trying to reintroduce off the back of COVID hysteria. And I go back to it, this survey time and time again, because it exemplifies how much concentrated power the mainstream media has to influence people, to re-educate people, to brainwash people into becoming so hysterical that they believe this moral panic, they believe that this virus, which has a, what, 99.98% survival rate chance amongst people below the age of 75 without comorbidities, is way more dangerous than it actually is. They did a poll in the United States which found that the average American, and some thought it was a higher number, but the average American thinks that coronavirus has killed over 30 million Americans. Similar case across the Western world. In the UK, the average Brit thinks that coronavirus has killed 5 million people in the UK. It's actually killed less than 50,000. Why do they believe that? Because they've been hysterically indoctrinated with this COVID-19 hysteria, and this is a long-term plan. And Dellingpohl talks about it in his article, and it's basically, as I said, a rebranding of this global neo-feudalist system. They're talking about nobody having property. They're talking about redistribution of wealth. But then when you look at how the wealth has already been redistributed since the start of the pandemic, back in March, as the lockdowns were introduced in the Western world, who has it benefited? Hasn't benefited the little people, really, has it? It's benefited giant transnational corporations time and time again. That's not redistributing the wealth, even if you believe in that socialist utopian paradigm. Small businesses are going bust, mass unemployment, mass economic destruction across the Western world, and who benefits? Well, that's the headline of this Breitbart article, who benefits? Amazon booms as lockdown crushes small business in Britain. Amazon, in the third quarter, has seen its profits triple to $6.3 billion. That's a 37% rise in sales globally. Why? Because the only shops that are open are online. The only essential stores that you can go and visit to buy your food are the big box stores, are the big transnational corporations. In the UK, it's supermarkets like Asda, which is owned by Walmart, and Tesco, which again is another giant transnational corporation. Everybody else is going bust. So no, they're not redistributing the wealth. They're hoarding it. They're centralizing it for themselves, and that's what they plan to implement further if they get this great reset, which again is just about lowering everyone's quality of life, lowering everyone's economic standard, and saying that you will no longer be able to own property. They literally brag about that and talk about it in their own publications. Headline, globalist Klaus Schwab, world will never return to normal after COVID. In his book, COVID-19, The Great Reset, World Economic Forum globalist Klaus Schwab, who again is invested in all the vaccine production, by the way, asserts that the world will never return to normal, despite him admitting that coronavirus doesn't pose an existential threat. They admit, basically, that the hysteria is way overhyped, over-exaggerated, and it's deliberately done to scare people into going along with this agenda. What is the agenda? It's what they call a common pass. They brag about it. They show screenshots from this app that they're producing where it says before you're allowed to travel on airlines, you have to take the COVID PCR test and eventually you have to take the vaccine. Oh, and by the way, it's not just international airline travel. Uber now literally has a thing where if you don't wear a mask and the driver reports it to central command, the next time you try to use Uber on your phone, they make you take a selfie wearing the mask. If you then get in the Uber without a mask for a second time, then your account is banned. So this all ties into the deplatforming, the social credit score that we've seen introduced in China, where the coronavirus pandemic originated, which again is based on the fact that it's not just your behavior, it's your friends' behavior. If you're being a good citizen and taking your vaccines and wearing your mask, that's all good and well. But then if your friend is flouting the coronavirus restrictions, well, then that also affects your social credit score. So it's this ominous, demon-like program of ostracizing people from their own communities, their own friends, if they misbehave. So again, it's about incentivizing the prisoners, guarding the other prisoners, and making them submit to the new rules. Very, very interesting, given the fact that, as we know, the same people behind the coronavirus pandemic hysteria, the World Economic Forum, NGOs, transnational corporations, the vaunted scientists, which are giving our governments this terrible advice that's proven wrong time and time again, were the same people behind the global warming panic of the past 2-3 decades. In fact, in 1993, the Club of Rome's co-founder, Alexander King, wrote the first global revolution, and he stated, quote, "The common enemy of humanity is man. In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, famine and the like would fit the bill. And what do we see once again? With the same people who were behind this hysteria writing the IPCC UN reports, again, man is the enemy, we're the super spreaders, we need the technocratic global elite to tamp down on our freedoms, not just freedom of speech, but specifically freedom of mobility for this pandemic to go away. Very, very Machiavellian program that they've got running, and they openly admit to it. So we're going to go on to talk about that more in the second segment. Also tie it into the social credit score, because, of course, we had the headline a few months ago, or a few weeks ago, actually. Public humiliation, Hitachi develops fish bubble to enforce social distancing. So you're going to have an app connected to your phone, which is then linked into sensors in public buildings, in airports, in sports stadiums, wherever, where you have a 6-meter bubble projected around you. And if someone violates that, then you both get in trouble with.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
The Great Reset is an efficient global feudalism that goes much farther than its medieval brother. Since the scanner is all-seeing, every person, every mineral, and every berry is digitally tagged and tracked. Under that framework, every peasant has a function that is derived not from the mystery of life, and not from their inner calling, but from artificial intelligence. The master of efficiency and the servant of the king. Ideally, the peasants can be convinced that it's good for them, or necessary, to be safe, as in contact tracing, and that this is what progress and happiness is like. But if not, there are other ways, from classic violence to virtual prisons to morality pills. To sum up, the desired end result is a giant, joyless, highly controlled global conveyor of everything and everybody, where privacy is tremendously expensive, dissent is unthinkable, and spiritual submission is mandatory. That's a description of the Great Reset that we're dealing with, that we face, that's being openly announced by the global elite in the aftermath of the first lockdown and in anticipation of the second lockdown. And that's from an article on Zero Hedge called The Great Reset for Dummies. Now, talking about the social credit score and how they integrate the COVID restrictions and the compliance with the COVID restrictions, because, of course, so far we've seen polls that show, for example, in the UK, I think it was 70% plus supported the decision by the government to lock down for a second time, despite the fact that it obviously didn't work the first time, because now we've got a second wave. In Sweden, they developed herd immunity. Now they've got the lowest death rate in Europe. Didn't shut down their economy. They've got the best GDP recovery in Europe across the board. But now we're entering a second lockdown. Indeed, have already entered it in England off the back of these predictions, again, made by the very same people that created these phony IPCC global warming hysterical models that said the Antarctic would be ice-free 10 years ago. Oh, yeah, we really need to trust those people again, that said the UK would be like the Siberian desert. This is what they said back in the 60s. Paul Ehrlich, the population bomb, said that there would be global famines because of man-made climate change. Didn't happen, but now we're listening to those same people once again. And what they do is they give a government press conference and they come out with these models, which were all proven spectacularly wrong back 6 months ago before the first lockdown. And they say, look, if we don't lock down again, we're going to have 4,000 deaths per day. The NHS is going to be overwhelmed. There's going to be people dying in the corridors of hospitals. We need to do this again. They over-exaggerate the numbers. So then when the actual numbers are way below that, we come out of the lockdown and they say, look, oh, well, we were right. Lockdowns work. 4,000 people a day didn't die. We must have been right all along. No, you were wrong because you grossly over-exaggerated the numbers in the first place, to the point where, as we saw with the first lockdown, the cases and deaths were already declining before the lockdown took effect, because lockdowns have no impact. And then when you look at the mask wearing, for example, Spain, Italy, France, when they introduced the mask mandates, for example, in Spain, you have to wear a mask everywhere, inside or outside. The cases shot up again. We've had numerous experts question the efficacy of masks. Of course, they're all ignored. They're banned. They're censored. Their own graphs show that when they enforced mask mandates, the infection rates, the deaths shot up once again. So even by their own numbers, that doesn't work. But now Biden's talking about a nationwide mask mandate, and he's talking about lockdown 2.0. But what I want to get onto before that is how this plays out in the real world. And this is a video that went under the radar last week because of the election. Headline: Spirit Airlines flight attendant threatens to have people who don't wear masks arrested, put on no-fly list. There's no law in existence that says if you don't wear a mask or if you refuse to pull it up over your face a couple of times on an airplane that you can be put on a no-fly list for life like a frigging terrorist. But we have these petty, draconian, jumped-up enforcers telling a plane full of passengers that that's the law when it isn't. And this one was caught on video. There's probably numerous more examples of it. But here is the video clip. Spirit Airlines flight attendant threatens to have people who don't wear masks arrested, put on no-fly list. Let's roll the clip.
Everybody can effectively take these preventative measures. Once the door is closed, if we have to ask you more than once to cover your nose, mouth, put your mask on, we are not going to be rude. We are not going to be nasty. We are going to simply take your seat number and your name, and when we get where we're going, you will either be arrested, fined, but you will also be placed on the no-fly list, meaning you will not be able to fly any airline for the rest of your life. So please, again, I'm saying this because there is usually always that one person, and I really don't want to have to do the extra paperwork and do more than I'm intended for my job. So if you do not agree or want to, do what needs to be done, you are more than welcome to exit at this time. We have about 9 more minutes left, but I want to give everybody a fair opportunity that you know what is happening. Also, I'm not really sure what's going on with all these videos going viral of passengers attacking each other and or flight attendants. Let me remind you, we are government officials. This is government property. If you choose to act out of content or character on this aircraft, you'll be arrested and face 20 years imprisonment, and you also receive a $250,000 fine. If a weapon is used, you will face life in prison. So before anybody gets creative, want to feel froggy, want to be bad, want to be a superhero, let me let you know what's going on. With that being said, if you didn't like what I had to say, my name is Mario. That's with 2 R's. Don't forget to dot the I. I'm the lead flight attendant on today's flight, and I'm accompanied with a Fort Lauderdale and Dallas-based cabin crew who are here for your safety first and your comfort second. If there is anything that you need on your flight today to make it more enjoyable, please don't hesitate to let us know. Welcome aboard.
So again, that is a Spirit Airlines employee claiming that he's a government official. No, he isn't. Claiming that he's on government property. No, Spirit Airlines is a commercial airliner. Claiming that there's a law that says if you don't pull up your mask when ordered to by the mask police, you're going to get arrested, jailed for 20 years and put on a no-fly list like a terrorist and never be allowed to fly again. Complete BS. They're making it up on the spot. I don't know if this guy was fired. He should have been fired. But again, this got buried during the election. This is the social credit score. And this is how it's going to be integrated with the COVID enforcement. Because again, how is that dissimilar to what's already happening in China, where if you post something online which is critical of the government, you don't get to buy a train ticket. You don't get to ride a bus. You don't get to fly. And the Communist Chinese Party is open about that. They brag about it through official media and release tallies of how many tens of thousands, or indeed I think it was hundreds of thousands of citizens who have been banned from being able to have basic mobility, freedom of movement, because they misbehaved, they said something bad about the government. This is all being integrated under the Great Reset. We must resist it. We'll be right back.
The days of hell. The nightmare is here. 79 days of hell has begun.
Multinational corporations, the mainstream media apparatus, and social media tech giants are all now being deployed by the archaic, inbred, crooked establishment to interfere with the 2020 U.S. elections, remove the populist champion of the people, Donald J. Trump, and install the decrepit, perverted, traitorous establishment puppet, Joe Biden, along with rabid radical hag, Kamala Harris. Keep your heads on a swivel and tune in to 79days.news for tomorrow's news today. 79days.news, America's last stand. 79days.news.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
So we see people being terrified into complying with mask mandates, coronavirus rules by the mainstream media. Of course, that's what produces polls like the one I talked about earlier in the show, where Americans literally believe coronavirus has killed 200 times more people than it actually has. That can only be because of mainstream media propaganda. Then you get it in the real world with petty COVID enforcers threatening people with no-fly list, 20 years in jail. That's not a law, doesn't exist, but they're just threatening it anyway. People who board airliners. And then you get it in entertainment as well, because as we know, a lot of people still watch the mainstream media, but not all people watch news of any kind whatsoever, but they do watch their shows. They watch their favorite shows on Netflix, on cable television. Can they escape the propaganda? No, no, they can't. No, it's even more vociferous there. And now the networks are catching up because, of course, most of these shows were probably made, you know, 6 to 8 months ago when the COVID pandemic, when the lockdown was just beginning. So now we're beginning to see the propaganda inserted into fictional entertainment shows like NCIS New Orleans. Headline, NCIS New Orleans pushes mask propaganda. We've got two clips which we're going to roll right now, and let's roll them back to back. The new season of NCIS New Orleans is replete with pro-mask messaging, featuring innumerable scenes where characters are told to wear masks in situations where it's not even compulsory. And in fact, we're going to roll the clips right now, and then I'll come back and talk about it. Here are the clips.
Body bags, cleaning supplies, personnel. No, I know you're busy there, too. Look, I'll take anything you got. Except bodies. I have no space, Roger.
What am I supposed to do?
Well, first, pull up your mask. Oh, what happened to the fresh ones I gave you?
This is a fresh one. Or was. Handed the rest out to the crew.
I'll get some more.
No need, Doc. This is my last drop-off, and I'm home for the night. Unless, of course, I have to find a home for him.
They're ready for us.
All right, wheel him in. I have to take care of some business first, and then I'll find a home for him.
Appreciate it, Doc. Hope you get a break soon, too.
So for the benefit of people who are just listening and not watching those videos, in the first clip, the character, which I believe is the main character in the show, leaves a bar and is faced with a completely deserted street. He later sees a wolf on the street promulgating the environmentalist notion that humanity has retreated and nature is taking over again. This is this whole Gaia principle, which we saw back at the beginning of the pandemic, where a lot of people on the left are like, oh, nature's taking over again. I can hear the birds sing. I mean, we may be reduced to a level of economic dependence on the technocratic elite that makes us literal peasants. But, oh, my God, I saw a wolf. So, again, it's this whole Gaia environmentalist utopian notion that humanity is retreating indoors inside its house arrest prison and the vaunted Gaia supreme spiritual environmentalist utopia is reasserting control. So then he sees a guy crash a car, and the guy's coughing and spluttering, so he immediately puts on his mask. Again, that's based on the videos that came out of China before the pandemic reached the West, which I tweeted, we all featured, we all believed them at the time. And if you remember, they literally show people coughing and collapsing on the street, apparently because they were COVID victims. Now we know that was complete BS. Even people who are severely infected with COVID aren't walking around convulsing and collapsing on the streets. That was military-grade Chinese propaganda to provoke the Western world into having these draconian lockdowns. And now look what's happening in China. Oh, their economy's completely recovered. Back to pre-COVID levels, and in some cases, even better. They're having pool parties
with thousands of people in close proximity in Wuhan, the Communist Chinese Party is celebrating how Chinese people are all back in nightclubs. Guess what? None of them are wearing masks. But now, because there's a delay on when this new season of NCIS New Orleans was made, which was probably back, I would imagine, in February, March, April of this year, they're replicating the Chinese propaganda that we saw back in January, that people were just convulsing, vomiting, collapsing on the streets. Now we know it was complete BS, designed to steamroll and scaremonger the West into these draconian lockdowns, which were then gleefully seized upon by the technocratic elite for their great reset. And then in the other clip, an EMT worker is lectured by a female doctor who tells him, pull up your mask. And this entire show, from what people who've watched it have said, basically is based around the premise that COVID-19 is a new plague. Because again, this was made back 6-8 months ago when the World Health Organization was lying and claiming that COVID-19 had a 6-8% fatality rate. Remember that? They literally said 6% of people who got it would die. Turned out to be, what was it, 0.05%? Again, if you're healthy, it's literally 99.98% chance of survival. So somebody who watched this episode, I think it was the first episode of the new season, wrote into Lockdown Skeptics and he said, quote, within the first 2 minutes, the lead character had masked up in the street despite there being no one else around. Within 5 minutes, he was quoting Boris's, that's Boris Johnson, UK Prime Minister, hands, face, space. So he's literally quoting government advice propaganda. And this in an American show. He continues to say numerous times mask wearing was portrayed as if it was compulsory, with nearly every character wearing one. Is this what we're up against now? Television shows being used to promote how dangerous the virus is without any question. No mention of how unproven any of the science or data behind mask wearing is. And then he went on to say that the message behind the show was that COVID-19 is the new plague that has descended upon humanity, which is why you saw the utopian, oh, Gaia's taking over, nature's taking over. So if they're not getting it through the mainstream media, if they're not getting it through these polls, which literally say, in Britain, the average person thinks 5 million people have died from COVID, when the actual number is below 50,000, of course, many of them elderly with comorbidities, two or three comorbidities, who would have probably died within 3 weeks of that time space anyway. If they're not getting it through the enforcement by these Karens who are on the street saying, wear your mask, pull up your mask, who are on Spirit Airlines saying you're going to be locked up for 20 years, you're going to be put on a no-fly list like a terrorist if you don't do what we say immediately. They're not getting it through the media, the news media. They're not getting it through the real world of these petty enforcers now with Biden's new Lockdown 2.0 apparently on its way, then they're getting it through propaganda like NCIS New Orleans. And you're going to see a lot more of that over the coming weeks and months because all these shows are catching up with this hysteria. Don't go away. Summit.news. We'll be right back.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, of course, we have an interesting situation with the whole COVID thing as it relates to president. Remains to be seen who that is. The mainstream media would love to anoint themselves with the power of deciding that. They don't have that power. The recounts are happening. The litigation is happening. And they're starting to get nervous from what I've seen. But there's an interesting dichotomy because, of course, you could have the scenario where now we know that this vaccine, and I'm going to get onto the story in a minute, was deliberately delayed, the announcement that we have this new successful COVID vaccine that prevents 90% of infections, was deliberately delayed until after the election, or at least November 3rd, so Trump couldn't take credit for it. We have the proposal, the scenario whereby coronavirus could disappear from the headlines, almost disappear, at least become a background story, the day after Joe Biden is inaugurated. And then he could take credit for the vaccine. He could take credit for the diminishing cases if they take that narrative. What could also happen is that they continue to pursue this great reset, which is the most likely scenario, and that we have, as we've had in England, lockdown 2.0. And that looks like the most likely scenario from my perspective. Headline here out of RT, get ready. Biden COVID-19 advisor pitches national lockdown, warns US will be hitting 200,000 cases a day. Looks like they're going to have the national mask mandate and lockdown 2.0. We've got a video of this. We'll play it here in a second. This is epidemiologist Dr. Michael Osterholm, who has joined Joe Biden's COVID-19 advisory board, because, of course, he's pretending that he's already the president. And he's warned Americans to get ready as he expects cases to continue to surge and wants a national lockdown to combat the pandemic. Let's roll the clip.
Can you see a scenario around the corner, perhaps in this winter, where there is some form of a national lockdown, maybe like one that we're seeing in Europe, where the schools stay open, or some form of a lockdown if this gets bad enough?
Well, first of all, if you interview 50 people, you can get 75 different definitions of what a lockdown is.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just be clear. I don't think anybody knows what they're talking about when they talk about a lockdown, myself included. In the first week of August, Neel Kashkari, the president of the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank, and I wrote an op-ed piece in the New York Times that basically said we need to, in a sense, lock down to drive this infection level to a place where we can actually control it with testing and tracing and follow-up that way, just like the Asian countries have done. And I'm talking about everything from Australia to New Zealand, all the way right up through China, Japan. All of those countries have done it already. And what it would take, however, though, is to really to deal with the pain and suffering economically is what we basically proposed was, because the savings rate in this country has gone out of the roof since the pandemic. We've gone from 8% to over 22%. We could borrow the money from ourselves at a historically low interest rates. We could pay people to lose their jobs. We can pay small business. We can take care of city, state, and county governments. If we just elected to do that, if Washington could get together and make that happen, that would be a very different kind of lockdown where people wouldn't suffer and we could get this virus under control. Anybody, and the media did this after the election when they had polling data on did you vote for the coronavirus, did you vote for the economy? They're not different. If we're a raging house on fire with coronavirus in this country, our economy is not going to do well. So we've got to understand we have a way to do it. We just have elected not to do it yet. Basically what I call pay to prevail.
So again, you notice there that he's proposing expanding the national debt rapidly, basically paying people not to work, which is the equivalent of a universal basic income, directly in line with the globalist Great Reset agenda, where they redistribute the wealth when in fact they're concentrating the wealth and power within their own grubby hands. They're openly talking about abolishing private property and basically having people sit on Twitter all day while automaton robots do their jobs. They have their slave workers working in the restaurants providing their meals. Nobody is able to have personal autonomy. Nobody is able to have personal mobility rights. But they sit up in their ivory towers enjoying what they see as the finite resources that are left on the planet, with this giant slave class serving them on minimum wage, on universal basic income below, because it's too dangerous for them to work. It's too dangerous for them to go outside because COVID is still such a giant threat. Now they're saying the vaccine's probably not going to come out until next winter. So we're going to need more lockdowns until then just to tide us over. Again, never achieving herd immunity like Sweden has done, like Belarus has done, and their economies have already recovered. Then you have the vaccine itself, because, of course, what an amazing coincidence that days after the election, that mere days after the mainstream media, 2 days after the mainstream media anointed Joe Biden as the next president, suddenly we had a successful COVID vaccine. What an astounding coincidence. Was that delayed? Well, we now have a top biotech expert who says COVID vaccine announcement was deliberately delayed until after the election. This is a guy called Barry Norris of Argonaut Capital Partners, who again is an expert on the biotech sector. He said the announcement could have been made sooner and was likely delayed so that Trump couldn't take full credit. He said, quote, there are 44,000 people in the trial with half in the placebo. They were supposed to read out after just 32 cases in total. It was thought the trial hadn't yet read out because they hadn't yet had enough infections. The trial actually read out after 94 cases, and these are his words, so they delayed it on purpose, apparently as a result of discussions with the FDA. He says this smells like they didn't want to announce it pre-presidential election in case The good news helped the incumbent. Trump must be fuming. So if Trump was able to seize upon this vaccine announcement, that could have pushed him over in the polls, in spite of all this cheating and magical fairy dust 4 a.m. ballots that arrived in favor of Joe Biden. Because, of course, when they did the exit polls, they found that, of course, the economy was the number one issue for voters, but COVID-19 was number two. So there's no doubt that if this had been announced a week beforehand, which according to this expert, they already had the data to do that, Trump would have seized upon that rightly, and it would have helped him in the polls, but they deliberately delayed it because it might have pushed Trump over the edge. Again, political engineering in regard to this vaccine. If it's so successful, if it's so great, why wouldn't you want to get the news out there? Why wouldn't you want to fast-track the approval as soon as possible? They apparently delayed it to help Joe Biden. Another thing that's helping Joe Biden is this mysterious process whereby dead people voted for him, whereby they stopped counting the vote from midnight to 1 a.m. when Donald Trump was clearly set to win again. I was watching it live. You had the New York Times with their needles, which show the probability of a candidate winning, going for Trump initially in Florida, 99%. He was negative. They initially favored Biden. Of course, most of the pollsters claimed that Biden would win Florida. Florida went early for Trump. Then you had Georgia, North Carolina, these needles again going severely in Trump's favor. I think in the case of Georgia, it was up to 85% likelihood that Trump would win Georgia. And then suddenly, at midnight, at 1 a.m., they just stopped counting the Trump votes and just magically received hundreds of thousands of Biden votes in these mysterious pallets that were snuck into back doors after the deadline when they were supposed to stop counting. And then we have stories like this. Woman who voted for Trump in Texas shocked to find record of her voting via mail-in ballot in California. A woman who says she voted in person for President Trump in Texas was shocked to discover that voter records showed she had also apparently voted in Orange County, California via mail-in ballot. So this is a woman who moved to Texas a year ago from California. She voted in person for President Donald Trump. She says she's never voted for anyone by mail. And yet she went on the official voterstatus.gov website, and it says she's registered as a permanent vote-by-mail voter with a party preference of Democrat, and that she'd been mailed a ballot on the 5th of October, then that this had been received and accepted in California on the 3rd of November, on the same day she voted in person in Texas for President Donald Trump. Oh, and by the way, she checked from 2016 because she told us directly, not only had she never voted by mail-in ballot, but she didn't vote for any candidate in 2016. Lo and behold, she goes on the website and it shows she voted by mail-in ballot in 2016 in Orange County, California, despite the fact that that didn't happen. This has got a long way to go. The media has fact-checked Donald Trump for 4+ years. Now it's time to fact-check the vote. Summit.news, we'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.